what's the deal? Pickles, is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggin' Lowdown.
Sybil Wilk.
Hello, Huggles.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Most likely to succeed, most likely to achieve what she believes, you sexy-ass member of Mensa, you. And most likely to forget where he came from. Oh, yeah, Jay left South Carolina a year and a half of college and then moved to College Park, Atlanta, then California, and never dated another black woman for the rest of his life. He was also named Jet Magazine's Wealthiest Comedians. I Googled this. And he was also the first commencement speaker who had the South Carolinian people upset because their beloved Reverend Adnoys didn't eat liver pudding and only dated white women. Anyway, Tom Silver J, happy Easter Monday.
And to you.
Hey, it's also National Chocolate Covered Cashews Day. Did you know that?
Chocolate covered?
And no update on that rapper who cut off his manhood. Can y'all believe Easter fell on 420?
Yeah.
So people celebrated Easter and Weaster yesterday.
Weaster.
They both were holy rollers. Some were dressing up, going to church, and others was lighting up, blowing that purple. Oh, yeah, they got it down in dim and wasted in Washington. Sybil, it was Munchies for Your Love Sunday yesterday.
Yes, sir.
I heard women in Washington and Denver were buying KFC drumstick corsages and shower rods. Yes, indeedy. That's a combo for you right there.
Yes,
oh, I almost forgot it was a winning weekend for Washingtonians.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Sybil, you forgot.
Oh,
yeah. My Washington Wizards beat Sybil Wilk Chicago Bulls
sure
in the first game of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Oh, you know we got a bet.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Shower rods and chicken corsages. Also, Bernard Hopkins won his fight in Washington over the weekend.
Yeah.
Old B-Hop can't be stopped, huh, Tom? He's like the Morgan Freeman of boxing.
Yeah.
He's 49 and still knocking him down. That sounds like my cousin Nardo tagline right there. Anyway, congrats to the Benjamin Button of boxing, B-Hop. And good luck on his next fight. I heard his next opponent is a southpaw, Tom.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, a real Bob Ross. Y'all heard him, Columbus Short? Also, another win in Washington. It was Anne of the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion. Now, I heard about it and I read about it, but I actually saw it yesterday. I was in a hood shack, and when Kenya Moore pulled out that bullhorn and called Portia a dumb mute, Portia could take it no more. She jumped over Cynthia and knocked her boob out. Did you see it?
Yeah.
It blurred out. So I must have rewinded it 6 times. No nipple.
I'm
but
sorry.
Portia grabbed Kenya Moore by the weave and said, "You going to the Underground Railroad now?" Who knew she was that strong, Sybil?
I know.
Kenya Moore never go through the drive-thru no more with that bull. She was Mimi Shower Rod strong, huh?